Hello and welcome to Cast Iron, a new fan-made podcast for fellow supporters of Scunthorpe United. Every 2 weeks we discuss the latest news, results and goings-on for the Mighty Iron, as well as looking ahead to forthcoming fixtures. This is episode 1, recorded on Thursday the 20th of October 2011. Hi, my name's Craig. I live in Sheffield now but grew up in the Scunthorpe area and have followed them for as long as I can remember. Guys, do you want to introduce yourselves now?
Okay, I'm Aidan McCartney. I'm a freelance journalist living in London. I've supported Scunny since I was like six. Follow them all around the country, try to get as many games as possible, and hopefully know what I'm on about.
I'm Carl. A lot of people will notice me. I work for the Scunthorpe Telegraph as a photographer. A lot of you will notice me walking around the pitch with a camera in my hand, usually in the rain. That's about it, really. I've been a Scunny fan since I was about five, so sort of 20-odd years. I'm 27 now, so I've seen a lot, and I've seen a lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff.
Excellent. Okay, so being as this is the first episode, I thought it would make sense to go over the season so far. So I'll throw some stats at you. 13 games in, we're 17th in the table with 13 points. We've had two wins, which were back-to-back at the end of September, start of October, home versus Yeovil, and then away at Stevenage. We've had seven draws and four losses. So far, we've scored 17 goals, conceded 19. And, of course, last time out was the 0-0 draw away at Brentford, which was our first clean sheet in the league this season, second in all competitions. So the other was away at Accrington in the League Cup in the first round, which was back in the 9th of August, if you can believe it. The League Cup and the Johnson's Paint were both out in the second round, Newcastle at home, which I thought we were absolutely robbed in, by the way. I was at that game. There was absolutely no way that was a free kick that they equalised from. I was livid.
No, you're right.
Absolutely livid. No, we deserved to win that game.
I weren't there that night, but yeah, I've seen it on TV and I did think it was a bit harsh.
It was harsh.
I was there in Grove Wharf Stand and I could not believe it. And then the Johnson's Paint Trophy, we lost at home to Oldham.
For the second time. Neither of which were classics.
No, exactly. So, yeah. What do we think? 13 games in, 17th in the league. Obviously, having been relegated from the Championship last year, a lot was expected of us, I think. Perhaps not as much as some of the other teams around us. I think, for me, expectations were maybe a little inflated because we'd come down. I mean, there's a lot of sides in the league that are obviously bigger than we are and have a lot more resources to play with than we do. You know, obviously you've got the likes of Charlton and the two Sheffield teams and MK franchise and all the, you know, there's a few other sides in there that have obviously got a bit about them. It was never going to be a walkover, was it?
Yeah.
Especially not after last season, losing Adkins, and then the squad sort of fell apart, really, didn't it?
Well, exactly, that's it. I mean, it was always going to be a tricky one, having gone down, to sort of keep players there.
There
was
going to
be some who are obviously going to leave because budgets are going to shrink and it's never going to be a big budget at Scunny anyway, is it? So, I mean, the likes of Murphy and Murfin and you know, Grant McCann were never really going to stick around, were they? Because they're on...
But to be fair, have we missed those players? That's the thing. Have we missed... For me, the only person we've really missed is Grant McCann. I know a lot of people don't particularly maybe agree with that, but
no, I'm right there with you.
The linchpin in that midfield that year, we went back up.
Yeah,
he's proving it now. He's still a very good player. But to me, we've not missed Murphy, and we've not particularly missed Murphy so far this season. Lillis started off, didn't do amazingly well, but now Johnson's come in and he's doing a reasonable.
I think we missed Murphy. I think we missed Murphy at times this season. The defence looks shaky, a bit ropey. I don't rate like Nelson. I think he's a bit. Alongside Reid, it's not a good partnership.
Yeah, they're not good together.
But I think Murphy and Duffy would be like a perfect partnership.
Yeah,
The young and the experienced head. What Reid gives as well, I think.
Yeah.
Murphy's a better player than Reid is.
Yeah, definitely. I think you could never keep hold of Murphy.
Once he dropped down,
and I don't think he was ever... He was sort of back in the last season, he got dropped and he was in and out and stuff. And then I think that sort of made his mind up to go. To be fair, he's not really had a chance at Watford since he's gone there. He's only played a few games down there, hasn't he?
And one game, I think.
Yeah, and he's not particularly. Obviously, he's not. He's too good probably for League One, but he's not the perfect player for the Championship, if you know what I mean, if that makes
sense. Yeah, I know what you mean. He's a good player. He's great. He's just a bit slow. When he comes up against a good attacker, he really struggles with the pace. And that's why he needs someone alongside him who can cope with the pace. And definitely in the Championship. In League One, it would be fine. The ball comes back, he'd header it back, and he'd control the defence.
To be fair, he's a very similar person to Nelson. He's a very similar player to Nelson. He'll put his head on the line, and I think Nelson's probably a very good League One player in the right team. But he needs somebody solid next to him. He's done reasonably well with Duffy next to him, but with Reed, they're both too similar. And
I agree. I think the thing for me is they seem to be a little bit error prone at times. They can be playing really, really well, and you're thinking, we're sorted here. It looks like we're keeping them out. We're keeping them at bay, heading the ball away nicely. It's all going well, and there'll be one stupid little mistake. At any level, but particularly Championship level, League One, it's likely going to cost you at least a good chance on goal, if not a goal, if you're playing at centre back. You can't afford to make mistakes like that, can you?
No, that's been the problem, though. As soon as that mistake's made, the Reds drop, and it was like that season. They let one goal in, and you knew straight away that we're going to concede three or four, because the heads went down, there was pointing of fingers, and how many times last season did we concede one in the first 10 minutes and then never look like getting into the game again?
Yeah.
And it's been a bit like that season. We've not played till we've gone a goal down in a lot of games.
Mm.
And then, a lot of the beginning season we were like that, yeah. Recently, we've just been very poor, to be fair. We've not seen much about us recently that would suggest anything that season is going to bring anything out of the season. Really, you're going to think just trying to stay up. But the performances in the late night performance was properly crap, wasn't it? Really, it was just a very, very average performance. It's an average team. The late night were not great, and we made them look good. And that's a worry. That when you're making teams like late night look good on your home patch as well, it's really not good news.
That's the problem with that, though, is just they had the. They had three chances and they scored three goals, didn't they? That's the thing.
Yeah. When you've then, against Yeovil, we had about two chances. We scored our two goals.
Yeah.
And they had like 10 and they scored one. And we were very lucky to win there.
Yeah. It's one of them things, though, I think. Are we still the top for shots and stuff like that on target and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
But then you look where you are and we've only scored, did we say, 17 goals?
Yeah, scored 17, conceded 19.
We've had like more than 100 shots on target, I think.
Well, that's about your strikers, that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that says a lot about your strikers. And it's not very good. That's the truth of it. They're not physical enough. They don't take a chance.
I agree with you. I think, to be fair, the only person that I've seen this season that I thought is good is Dagnall, but then he's...
Yeah.
I think with him, it's a confidence thing, though, isn't it? I think with Dagnall, he works really hard. I don't think I've ever seen... Him and Bartram, really, every time I've seen them play, I've been impressed with those two sort of...
Yeah.
Pressuring the opposition defences and putting pressure on the ball, and they've done really well at that. And I think a lot of the criticism that's been thrown at, particularly at Daggers, has been a bit unfair, because I think he's clearly lacking in confidence because he's not been hitting the net. But
I think he's
taking the chances though, isn't he? He's having a go at the chances. He's not shying away from them.
To me, he's the Paul Hayes player.
Yeah.
He's a player that's going to put the good ball into the box for somebody else.
Yeah, you need to like putting them away, don't you?
To put in the back of the net,
yes.
But we haven't got that player, have we? We haven't got that Billy Sharp or Gary Hooper.
And we're trying to play Dagnall in that role, aren't we? And it's really not paying off, because he's not a striker like that.
No.
He's not a natural born goal scorer. He's just going to get 20 goals a season. He's a very good player who works his arse off, but he's just not going to score that many goals.
He did all right that year at Rochdale before he came to Stirling, but that was
alongside O'Grady as well, who's obviously that sort of player.
That's the biggest problem now, I think, is the goals. Like on last Saturday, I weren't there myself, but from listening to a few other people, we hung on pretty well for the clean sheet, but never looked like scoring a goal.
We had chances.
Bobby Grant could have squared it, and he had the shot.
He missed it. Bobby Grant all of that, though, isn't it? He'll definitely always take a goal on.
Yeah, definitely. But I think he's sort of in a false position, though, Grant, because he did reasonably well, scored them few goals, and then he's not done anything for probably the last month, has he?
Yeah, I'm quite surprised to see him out of the team, though, to be honest. I think he still had something up front that, like, if you like just play Dagenham up front on his own, you don't get. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose so. But you've got to think though, he's not a nil player. I don't think, is he? He's not.
No, I don't think Neil likes him at all, does he?
No, I think you can tell that by the way he's in and out of the team so much. If you get me.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he's brought a Josie in, and he played a Josie, and the few times I've seen him play, I can't. And I know he's probably not match fit after missing.
He's not match fit.
No, he's definitely not match fit.
The two or three games I've seen, it always says a lot from the amount of pitches you get of certain players. And the last three games I think I've took pictures at, it's been Barcham, probably Norwood and Dagnall. And it's like, if you come through a game and there's maybe two pictures of a Jose with the ball anywhere near him, like, you know that that's, yeah. You know what I mean? That's a different way of looking at it for me, but...
I understand that analogy. That's a good one. Because I think it's anonymous is what you call him. He hasn't given anything to the team that we didn't have already, and he has not done anything.
Yeah, for me, he's too similar to Dagenham for me. He's the guy that's going to, like say, guy that's going to get the ball, run at you, and then square it for whoever to one-on-one with the keeper and put it past the keeper, I think. He's not the one that's going to be the goal, is he?
He needs confidence as well, doesn't he, to be fair? He needs a goal. If he did get a goal on, like, Saturday, if he started and got a goal on Saturday, you could see a completely different player, I think. He's one of them sort, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with him on that one, mate.
But we don't, if we start him. And then...
So the question is, 17th in the table, 13 games in, are we worried?
I wouldn't say I was worried, because it was always going to be... I think a lot of people... Well, not a lot of people, but some fans were expecting it to be doom and gloom all season. Do you know what I mean? Sort of Nils building his team. And he is, to be fair, he is building his team. And I would imagine that in January you're going to see... I wouldn't say names, but I would imagine there'll be players come and go in January, if you know what I mean. If sort of somebody came in for a Nelson or somebody like that, which was proved with somebody trying to get him on loan, wasn't it, in the end of the August? Like, and he didn't want to go, obviously, because I don't know who it was, but obviously he thought that he was better than that, if you know what I mean. So I think, to be fair, I'm not surprised that we're in that position, but then saying that, I am a little bit as well, because some of the performances have probably been the best football we've played since Adkins was there. Since that year, probably when we went up through the playoffs, I would say he's probably some of the best football at the start of the season. But for me, we're missing Jimmy Ryan up quite a lot. I know, he's been out for a few weeks now, and I think you've noticed that.
Definitely. I do think he's an excellent footballer, him. He's got a lot about him. Definitely, you could play him in the midfield as well, instead of on the wing. I think it'd give you a lot there as well.
I think, though, if you play him in centre mid, you've got to drop. You've got to lose either Togwell, Mazika.
Exactly. I'd play him alongside Mazika to give you that bit of balance.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I think...
Because he'd be like the attacking midfielder. We're completely lacking any sort of attacking from that midfield at the moment. On Saturday, with O'Connor and Norwood in the middle.
Yeah.
And it was very... And Mazika was just very, very, very flat. And we were just doing everything correct, getting back and moving forward, but just giving no threat to the attack, which is what you need,
So,
what do you think, Craig?
Well, I'm not worried, to be honest. I mean, it's a little disconcerting to see us down in 17th. Obviously, having come down, there's that sort of expectation of, well, we should be towards the upper end of the table. And I think come towards the end of the season, I think we'll be moving back up that way. I don't think we're going to end the season where we are now, certainly not. It's a little worrying. I mean, it's... Certain results like the Rochdale away, you know, where the performance was.
That was just an awful game of football. That though, to be fair.
Yeah.
That was like watching an old struggling in League Two that season. We nearly went down. That was that sort of game, and they were more than happy to get that one goal and then not do anything.
Yeah, but I mean, then there's been games where I've been there and we've either come out with a draw or we've not come out with anything at all. Where I'm walking away from Glanford Park thinking, how on earth have we not got 3 points out of that game?
There's been a few like that for me as well. The one that really made me think, oh, this might be it, was the first game when we played Wickham. When they went a goal down, they looked a good team, played really well. They could have won it in the last minute, but Dagenham was offside or whatever. And then you just sort of come away from that game thinking, right, they've created that many chances, they look that good, but then they've struggled to score, if you know, the foot crosses in the box, and they've They've had shots.
We looked like we lacked a striker that day, didn't we? I thought.
Yeah.
The ball coming in, we had so many balls into the box that day, and we just had no one to convert them. And Dagnall's really not that great at positioning when he's in the box. He always seems to be in the wrong position when the ball comes in.
Yeah.
And that's just his, I think that's his natural, like, as a striker like that. He's more of a, what's the word, like, not a poacher.
He's more of an attacking midfielder than a.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a bit of a, not a luxury player, but he's definitely a sort of Paul Hayes.
Yeah.
But when it,
10 goals, but not.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that, like, his goal against Sheffield United was simply brilliant, wasn't it? And I don't know, he just needs to have a bit more confidence and run up players. Because when he runs a team, like against Colchester, who did it as well, he looked like a great, great player. I imagine Colchester fans thought, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Why are you playing League One? Because he did just look like he could tear them apart.
Yeah, he did that against Oldham in that league game, though, didn't he? That goal he scored, then he took it from the halfway line and put it past the keeper. So he has got that in him. But then he seems to be struggling a little bit. And I think it is probably confidence.
I mean, there's been other.
Yeah, and confidence.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, go on.
Confidence in not having his proper strike partner, I think that does affect his game a lot.
We'll see the best of him, though, when if Robertson, when he comes back. To be fair, because apparently he's back in training, but not anywhere near yet. But if he, because they say that first game of the season, them two together looked reasonably good to me. They looked like
he looks okay. I thought Robinson didn't look fit in that game, but
no.
I know what you mean. I can see them being a decent partnership with like a Jose maybe playing in the hole behind or something.
Somebody there just
an
that bit of support behind. Definitely.
Or like Jimmy Ryan in that hole behind, but.
Yeah.
That might be a good option, but it's just if they come back from injury, don't they? You don't know the shot of injury.
It's going to be another month, I would have thought, and then he's going to take another maybe month. It's probably going to be Christmas before you see the best out of him, I think, out of Robertson.
Yeah, definitely. We need him now, to be fair.
You could do with him. That's why I'm quite surprised with these rumours. I saw today Painter at Leeds is apparently definitely going to go out on loan somewhere now. They've said today that their manager said today that he would be happy to send him out, but not to the Championship. So, is that the sort of player? But then, talking to people, like, that is someone like him or that Wilbraham at Norwich, that is Roberts to me, and we've already got that player.
Yeah, that's true. I think Wilbraham would be a better sign than Billy Painter. Billy Painter is very, very poor at Leeds. He's really not done anything. And he only had really had one good season at Swindon alongside Charlie Austin.
Yeah.
And obviously that made him look good. I think that's what it was. If we do sign him, I think he could give us something different.
Robinson
would just give us that as well. So.
Yeah, they're not going to stretch it, I don't think. They've pushed the budget as much as they can, I think, to get
it. I thought it was a bit odd seeing
him. Is it worth pushing the budget for him? And it clearly isn't. So.
Unless you send a Jose back to Peterborough, because you don't need him.
I think they would be worried about doing that. They would want to burn in the bridges with them a little bit. They've probably been asking, and by all accounts, it was him that wanted to go out on loan because he knew he wasn't going to get.
Especially being his Neil team likes him as well.
He knows he's played his best football.
He knows what he's capable of. So I think he's more likely to stick with the Jose and kind of try and get him playing games and fit.
I just think he's another one that is a luxury. Like, we've got enough strikers that can't score goals as it is already. Don't need another.
I've got a bullet to strike that can't score goals. great stuff.
So, upcoming features. This Saturday, of course, you've already mentioned, or we've already mentioned, MK Dons. Currently fifth in the table, 23 points, a goal difference of plus 10 compared to our minus 2. What do we think? What are we thinking in terms of, can we get anything out of this game? Are we expecting anything out of this?
I would say a draw, I think.
Yeah, I'd take a draw.
I'd take a draw. I'd like us to win, but I would definitely take.
They've not lost at home all season.
No,
so they've drawn four games, so they're not exactly amazing at home, but they're just very consistent. I think
they're struggling a little bit at the minute as well, aren't they?
They sold Baldock, didn't they?
Yeah.
To West Ham. They're obviously missing their best striker, which is
a
real thing, you know, bestly. But they're still fifth and sixth, and they're still obviously a really good team. So it is a hard game, to say at least.
Definitely. But say we've done well against some teams up there so far. It's the Leighton Orient and them sort of teams we've looked fucking against, and then we've done well against like Sheffield United and Charlton.
I thought we played very well away at Sheffield Wednesday when we were at Hillsborough. I went to that game because obviously I live in Sheffield, so it was a short trip. and I thought we were the better team that day, and to come out of that losing 3-2 was a combination of sort of, there was again a couple of really poor defensive mistakes, but also absolutely shocking officials.
Yeah, I weren't there that day myself either, but
no, I wasn't there.
From what I've seen of it on TV, it did look like the referee sort of.
Well, the thing is, they didn't even show the thing that really annoyed me is they didn't show the main sort of crux of that game early on. Dagnall awarded a penalty. The referee gives the penalty, and you're thinking, well, if he's given a penalty, he's through on goal. The defender has to go.
Yeah.
He's awarded the penalty. Everyone's kind of huddled around him. The assistant sort of gets his attention. He goes over to the assistant, talks to the assistant, reverses the decision, and they gives a free kick to Wednesday instead. And that's early on in the game. I think it was, I can't remember if it was 0-0 or they were 1-0 up at that point. And you're thinking that.
I think they were 1-0 up.
Yeah, that is a massive. That swings the game. You know, if we score that, if we score the penalty, he probably gets sent off. They're playing a good, 60, 70 minutes with 10 men. We were playing good football as well up to that point. You know, I think to lose that 3-2 felt very harsh for me.
Was that, again, though, from seeing the highlights of it, was that part of that was a down to shocking defenders?
Yes,
again
though, at least two of the three goals really
should
have been goals.
Winner, there was four. The winning goal, there was four people, I think, stood in the six-yard box, and he got in between them and scored. So what do you do? It's a bit like the other year when we went there and Rob Jones ended up going off after 10 minutes after we'd conceded three goals, and they were also pointing fingers at each other for not marking and stuff like that. Like, that's the same situation again, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was.
But from all accounts, Rob Jones is like the best player in the world now.
They love him there, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely love him, yeah. Captain Fantastic.
I don't think he is.
I keep hearing it every week that he's put another good performance in. Yeah, he's been in the team of the week a few times, hasn't he? So
they're more than happy.
Yeah.
He's been doing something. I just can't wait
for him. They can keep him, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to go up and then play in the Championship, and then they'll see what we probably tore out of him, hopefully.
Injured every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
See.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're hoping for a draw, or we're hoping for a win, obviously, but we're with a draw.
We're...
Predictions?
Yeah.
Go on, Aidan, you go first.
I'm just thinking, actually.
I'll go first, then. I'll say 1-1.
Okay.
I think we'll go down to an early goal, and then they'll huff and they'll puff and they'll score sort of second half. Then.
I'll go 3-0, MK Dons. Not confident.
Okay.
I weren't expecting that.
No, I wasn't.
I know. I'm not that confident about it. I really do think we'll get stuffed. It's a really tough place to go, and I don't think we've got the confidence to go there and get anything, to be honest. If they get any goal, I can't see us get back in it.
That's the way we've played all season, though, isn't it? We've done all right for 10 minutes, conceded, and done all right for the rest of the game, and scraped a goal or done really well and lost by the odd goal or something like that. So I think they'll do all right on Saturday. I think it's there to be. It's in our hands, if you know what I mean. That we'll either go there and pull apart, or we'll go there and we'll do really well. And I'd like us to win, but I just can't see it.
No.
I just thought against Brentford on Saturday against Brentford, we really could have picked the game up a bit more, and they really didn't do anything. And I think if they had done, they would have won, because we just sat back and obviously down to the men 70th minute. But before then, we didn't create enough, and we didn't look attacking enough, and we just let them attack us.
Was that?
And if they had a better finisher, they would have won.
Yeah, was that because we went there to get a point though? Is that? Do you know what I mean? Did we go there?
Yeah, I think it was, because we played one up front, didn't we? So
yeah,
we went
to lose point. Rather than trying to win.
Yeah.
No, I know you shouldn't do that, but...
I think we do that against MK Dons and then concede. The plan B is not great, is it?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
And they are known for like getting early goals.
Yeah.
Without wanting to be doom and gloom, I'm going for a 2-1 loss, I think. I think it's going to be tough. I think. I apologise to people listening. I hope I'm wrong. I desperately hope I'm wrong. But I think it's going to be too tough.
I really hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. I don't want to go all that way just to watch him be crap. So hopefully we turn up and give a good performance and get a draw. Or even 3 points, that'd be nice.
It would be brilliant, yeah. So next up on the Tuesday, the 25th, evening game, we have Huddersfield. Nice, easy game. second in the league, plus 18 goal difference, 27 points. they seem to be scoring goals.
You've scored that many goals?
They have scored...
They've scored more goals than we
they've,
have.
They've scored 13 at home and 15 away. They've conceded.
I say every other week it seems like they're winning 5-0 or 4-0 or
Huddersfield somebody's are got a banging the goals like. In.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I think that we could maybe sneak a win in that game.
Why?
Don't laugh. It's not.
No. Huddersfield's away.
And, how many games have they gone?
Huddersfield's away from so far. They've won games. 3, drawn 4, lost none. They've scored 15 goals and conceded 4.
Well, that's why it's set up perfectly to to get beat.
Do one.
Go on, mate. Go on, you're right. Sorry.
They beat Brentford 4-0 away. They beat Sheffield United 3-0 away. Yeah, it's quite worrying. What's your one?
But then when you look at the...
Exeter 4-0.
Yeah, they've gone all these games unbeaten. Is it 6 or something stupid like that? But the one game that nobody mentions is the one game that mattered was the playoff final.
Yeah, you're spot on.
They've gone now. I don't know exactly how many it is, and they've scored all these goals and done really well. But they got to Old Trafford in that playoff final, and they absolutely well they didn't choke, but they were just outscored, I think, by Peterborough, weren't they?
Yeah, they've gone 38 games undefeated.
That's got to end sometime, I suppose, isn't it?
You got it right. That's great. I've got to end. The record always end, and Stamford Park is the place. We've got these records for this field, don't we? Like, apart from
We're not on too bad. I remember us winning. Did we win 2-0 there that year when we won the league?
Yeah, we won 4-1 there as well.
Yeah, we won 4-1.
Yeah.
That was it. Was it there that was Lawsy's last game? I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Before he went to Sheffield Wednesday and then fell out of footballing world.
Yeah, and then we're footballing world in the season now.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking? Win, loss, draw?
I'm going to go for 2-1.
Right,
I'm going to go 2-2.
Carl's going for 2-1. Aiden's going for 2-2. I'm with Aiden again on this one. I'm thinking a 1-1 draw.
It's
got a draw.
That's okay. More confident than your defeat predictions.
Well, yeah. I think hopefully the home crowd will get behind them a bit and that'll just...
Yeah, I think Tuesday's set up perfectly to get a bit of confidence, maybe. And if they get a decent result on Saturday, maybe get a few more there on Tuesday, because I would imagine there'll be a good away following.
Mm.
Yeah.
Make it quite noisy. It'll be the first sort of game we've played when it's sort of turning into winter. Cold Tuesday night at Gomford Park. They're not going to probably be up for it as much as it would be a nice game at the Gal Farm. So.
I hope so. We just need to stop them scoring, really. Yeah. They are just
we've proved that we can do that, though, haven't we? They proved on Saturday they can do that. They just need to put the attacking performance with it, I think, now.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're definitely putting both bits together. I think beginning of the season, we were like good attacking and not great defending. Now we're completely turned the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a nightmare. get the balance right, Alan, and then we can restart it.
So we then follow that up next Saturday, the 29th, with a home game against Tranmere, who are currently 11th in the table with 19 points. They're plus 2 on goal difference, and their away form is a little more patchy. 2 wins, 1 draw, 3 losses, scored 7, conceded 8. So obviously we have a bit of history with Tranmere, and their fans have a little history with us. we're not their best friends, are we?
No.
I'll go first on this one again then. I think that'll be another win, I think. I think we're going to do well this week. I'll go for a 3-1 win.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
That's the game, I think, where that could be the turn. Tuesday could be the turning point, and then... Or Tuesday could be the start of it, and then Saturday, if we get a result, either Saturday or Tuesday, we need another result, then obviously against Tranmere.
Yeah.
That could push us. 6 points or 5 points could push us. I'm not sure how far at the table, but we could be...
Oh, 13, 10,
something like, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Dizzy Heights.
Yeah, it is. I'll go 2-0. I'm confident. We'll beat them. We've got a good record with Tranmere, and they're not a great team, to be fair.
Are you gonna go for a cliff burn off the bench in the last 10 minutes?
I am. Come off the bench. Miracle.
That would rub it in, wouldn't it?
It would definitely. Header at the back post again.
That was a fairly magical moment, wasn't it?
Very good.
Weirdly, I'd just written my my prediction down on my notepad as well, and I too am going for a 2-0 win.
Well,
there you go.
Confidence.
So when we get beat, it's all of our fault.
When we get beat, we've been in real trouble with the Leeds champion at home, to be honest.
Well, you'd say that about Orion, though, as well, wouldn't you? You would,
but that's true. We are in a bit of trouble. You've got to win your home game against crap teams. Okay, that's harsh, but they're not crap, but they're just distinctly average League One teams.
They're not going to be up there in a shoe, I don't think, are they?
No, not like the MK Dons of the world, are they? So you need to win them games at home and then try and pick up results away.
I think there's still a bit of stigma, though, to the home games. They've struggled. There's not like a winning mentality there, is there? Like, the year we went and won the league, the year we came back down again, we won the playoffs. We've not really put a big run together in any of them. Do you know what I mean? Since then,
I think we still struggle from last season. You know, we were crap at home, weren't we? And we really haven't really got out of that yet. The winning against Yeovil was just a bit of an anomaly.
It was a relief.
It was a relief, wasn't it? You could see a relief on the player how much it meant. Yeah. But obviously, they were the real pressure to get that victory. And now they've got it. They haven't kicked on from it though, which is a bit annoying. We went a bit sweeping in Jaway. Then the home game is like annoying.
You can say though a little bit of that is they've been unlucky a bit with. Injuries and suspensions, like the second yellow on Saturday looked very. I was obviously worried there, but it looked very harsh. Seeing it on TV, it looked like they just ran into each other.
There's challenges like that all day, and it didn't book even. So it's a crap position.
If it was his first foul, give him a yellow card. But for me, it weren't a yellow card turning off.
It was their player overreacting. He got him sent off. It was a crap position. And if that had been a scunny player, I wouldn't have been too happy about it.
I've seen quite a bit of that though this year. To be fair, there's been a few. I was trying to think, there was one. I think it was in that JP game against Oldham. There was somebody. The guy that was up front with Coochie just kept going down. Like nobody was anywhere near him, and he just was going down.
Yes, I agree. I remember that he was.
And he just seemed to be like trip him up. What are you doing? Yeah, like every time anybody was within 2 feet of him, he had the ball at his feet, he'd try and pass it, and then he'd fall down. Like, there's a lot of that in that league. I think that's trickling down a little bit from the same as everything. Mm. It's trickling down a bit from the Premier League, I think.
Maybe they've had lessons from Joe Garner in how to cheat.
Possibly. or Paul Dickov, maybe.
Oh, Paul Dickov, yeah.
So, interesting predictions. Weirdly, if Aiden and... or I am correct, we will get 4 points out of the next 3 games. If Carl's correct, he's a little more optimistic, I think is the word, we will get 7 points.
That's good. I'll take that.
That is good. I'll take that.
I would happily. I'm hoping Carl's on the money here. So so I've gone 2-1 loss, 1-1 draw, and then a 2-0 win. Sorry. Carl's gone 1-1, then 2-1 win, and then a 3-1 win. Nice momentum there. Aiden has gone for a 3-0 loss, a 2-2 draw, and then a 2-0 win.
Right.
We've all got momentum building now. We've all got a reasonable...
We've all got us down to beat Tranmere, have we?
Sorry?
We've all got us down to beat Tranmere.
Yes, we do. All three of us have got beaten Tranmere.
I'm not
putting
anybody
on that
then.
No, I'm not. If we don't win in the next 2 games, we have to beat Tranmere, to be honest, because we will be in a little bit of trouble. Yeah. If 15 games played, you'd be in a relegation zone if you lose the next 2 games, and then you've got to beat Tranmere at home. So there's a lot of pressure on that game if we fail to beat MK Dons and Huddersfield, which you can see us doing. They're really tough games, aren't they?
Very tough games. So, obviously, you know, you're talking, 6th and 2nd. There's a reason they're up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So... question time. At this point in future episodes, hopefully, we will like to feature questions from our listeners. So if you're listening right now and you have questions you would like us to go over and discuss and answer on air, we want you to email your questions to us at castironpodcast@gmail.com. Remember to include your name and location, then we'll give you a mention on air. Get them sent in. So obviously, this being the first episode, we don't have those, so I come up with a couple of questions to put to you. So we've just recently seen Steve McLaren resign at Nottingham Forest after just 112 days in charge. How soon is too soon to get rid of a manager? To bring that into Scunthorpe, I don't know what you guys will make of this, but I have seen comments over the last couple of weeks on Twitter and Facebook suggesting that it's time to get rid of Neil because of our slow start. What do you guys think of that?
I think that I've heard it as well, to be fair. I've heard booing and stuff at games, and I just think you can't expect him to come in, because to be fair, he had, what, was it 8 games at the end of the season? So yeah. he's had what, 20 maybe league games? You can't judge somebody on turning a club around in 20 games, to me.
But then Forrest have just got rid of Steve McLaren in less time.
Well, I suppose that's a different situation, yeah, though, exactly. Because they've got the players, they've got the fans, they've got, that was perfectly set up for somebody to go in there and push that club on. Billy Davies did a really good job, to be fair, and just was unlucky at the final hurdle every time.
Yeah.
They had a good
I think with them as well, they've got the pressure of their history. They live yeah. in the past too much. And at any time, like, Steve McLaren's a big name in it. So obviously they appointed a name more than the manager. They needed someone like it. Cox was a good appointment, I think. The sort of manager they need, down to earth, getting back to the
reality. That's what the score is, I think, in that league.
Yeah, exactly.
He did really well last season with Portsmouth, with nothing, no players hardly, no money.
Exactly. They should have been relegated, really.
Yeah,
they had like 13 players each.
Yeah,
didn't they, sometimes?
I think when we played them, I think they only had 3 on the bench, didn't they, when they played
them?
Yeah,
exactly,
back,
yeah.
They only had 2 or 3 on the bench, and that's, to be fair, if that had been a lot of other managers, I think they would have been in that position, and it would have just sort of gone to pieces. The club would have just fallen apart. And to be fair, that's maybe going to happen there now. Now he's gone, and yeah. obviously, do you know what I mean? They're still probably in the shit a bit, are they? I would imagine so.
But, you'd hope not. You'd hope they wouldn't get down. But
no.
I know exactly what you mean. But I do think Forrest is McLaren was just literally appointing the name instead of appointing the manager. And that's always a risk, isn't it? I think it can work, it can pay off, but they should have appointed someone a bit more
championship savvy.
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's on about, and I don't think McLaren knows anything about championship football. So he'd sign players on reputation rather than expect money from the board, like, oh, I'm not getting money and stuff, and then obviously that goes through to the squad and everything. It's just not a great situation to have. Well, then, so obviously him going is positive for Forest, I've got to admit, in my opinion.
Yeah. But then you can't really... I don't think you can judge Neil on the time he had there and the play. Because to be fair, the players he's brought in himself, the likes of Ryan and Bartram and... you know, they're all very good players. They're probably... like, Bartram's probably the best player so far this season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's really impressive.
And he's a player that not many clubs would... I think that probably raised a lot of eyebrows, that signing that in this to me, because... Even Ryan as well. I know he scored a few goals, and he was a bit sort of like the Bobby Grant signing. He'd scored a few goals in League Two, but nobody really knew who he was, if you know what I mean.
I think Ryan's got a decent reputation, to be honest. He got in the PFA Team of the Year, and he's obviously he's got a big reputation to live up to. I do think he could be a really important player this season. I mean, he just needs to get fit. It's a real shame he's out, actually.
Yeah.
He could give us something we don't have at the moment.
Different, isn't he? Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
He's, to me, he's a bit like... a Wolford kind of player. He's one of them players that'll do nothing for the first half, maybe have 5 minutes of doing all right, second half will come out, he'll score a goal and then do nothing again for the rest of the game. And he'll float in and out of the game, but then there'll be that one moment and you'll think, shit, that was good. Like,
yeah, I agree with that. Against Wickham and things like that, he did shoulders, just looks it? Against different class, weren't they? I think it's weird though. The season's been a very weird season because we obviously started so brightly and looked a very good team attacking-wise. We looked like we were going to rip the team apart. And we conceded, and then we had to get back in the game. Yeah, and that's what it was like the first 6 games, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and then we looked the better team the rest of the game, but we had to get the goal back. We got the goal back, and we hung on for draws, really. And, yeah, it's just been a frustrating one, really. Like, even away at Cheltenham, we could have won it. We could have won that game. It was 2-0 down, and we came back, played really well. 2 goals by Bobby, and then we really could have gone and won that game, but... just a bit of luck at the end, really. I think with chances, but you've got to be positive in that sort of result, though. Charlton, where are they? The top now?
Charlton are, yes. Charlton, yeah, the top of the league.
Yeah,
so obviously getting a draw at the top of the league, you can't complain about that, can you?
No.
Oh, well. No, I'm with you. I think it's one of my real pet peeves at the moment, particularly at the moment in football, in how quickly people, clubs are getting rid of managers, or how quickly fans are turning on managers. I think, particularly at a club like Scunthorpe, you know, we haven't got massive amounts of resources. They're not going to have... You can't just bring a manager in, throw money at the transfer market and turn a club around like in an instant. It's quite obvious he's going to have to spend time, you know, going in and out and trying to bring in quality players. And it's obvious he has been quite sort of careful and methodical. He only wants to bring in players that are going to take the club forward. And he is trying to build his own team. And I think people that are getting on his back already and booing and saying that it's time to get him out, I think it's far too soon. I think if we get, you know, if it gets towards the end of the season and we're still in and around the relegation zone, then you start questioning. And I'm saying questioning, not getting rid of, questioning.
Yeah.
Because it's still, as long as we don't go down and we're not spiralling, it is a transition season, like we said at the beginning. I think to expect too much, I think is foolhardy, really. I think we've got to admit that we haven't got the kind of resources that the likes of a Charlton or a Sheffield Wednesday or a Sheffield United have got.
You've got to remember as well, what Barraclough did to the club was really just sign loads of players who weren't very good on big contracts, and he's had to get rid of them. He's done a good job getting rid of them so far, but obviously there's still some there who he doesn't want to be at the club. And obviously when you've got players like that, you've got to play them because you haven't got a big enough squad. But if they know they're not wanted, you know what I mean? They're not going to play 100% for Scunthorpe United, are they? They're going to be, I need to make sure I get a good move. And they're going to be not focused on the football, really.
Well, then
last season.
Isn't that not in their in pursuit to play well, then, to get that move?
You would think so, but some of these players, I don't know, they're just stupid. I don't know. They turn up and play football like that, and they think they're going to get a good move.
I agree with you on that, mate. But I just think sometimes people are too quick to...
Oh, definitely. I do agree with that.
This year, but you can't blame them for that. They say that a lot of that squad is what's been there. There's a few of them even been there since Adkins was there.
Yeah. And I think also with Scunthorpe, we don't really have to change that managers that much, and we don't really know what it's like. Like, obviously, we have the Barraclough thing, and then that was obviously crap. And then, like, Neil's come in, and we were bright about the future, thinking, it's going to be positive. And then we unluckily go down, really. We played all right. End of the season.
Did reasonably well, but it was inevitable.
QPR and Palace away. It was inevitable. We didn't have a good enough team to stay up. We didn't deserve to stay up. But then we've come into League One and you expect us to be a cut above the rest. We've been in the Championship and we're really not. But that's because of the squad. We don't have the money and we're just a League One club, really, aren't we? That's the truth of it. With a League One manager.
Yeah, I think I agree with you quite a bit on that, mate. Yeah, we're sort of levelling out. That's our level, and we've done well to be in the Championship within a few years, I think.
I think people, 100%, yeah. I think it's easy to take for granted just how massive an achievement it is for a club the size and of Scunthorpe to get into the Championship.
Yeah,
is it what, 3 of the last 5 seasons we've spent in the Championship? Yeah. That's a huge achievement. You look at the teams that we've been playing the last few seasons. A little club like Scunthorpe shouldn't. By any rights.
Well, you're turning into Nigel Atkins now.
It's ridiculous. But I think
It's ridiculous.
But at the same time, it ought to fill you with pride. I think it's a brilliant thing for football, never mind just for Scunthorpe, that we got up there and that we did that well. I think the danger is that we start expecting that a little club like Scunthorpe deserves to be in the Championship.
Yeah.
We start questioning, hang on a minute, we're not automatically looking back, bouncing straight back up again.
Yeah.
Time to get rid of them.
I think we do have football fans who have just picked up the club in the last 5 years and they just expect the success straight away. Like, we've been spotting Scunthorpe for a long time. We've seen the days of losing to Bury at home on a Tuesday night in League Two. And you know what I mean? Like, Hereford 4-0, and it's not great. But then you look where we've been the last 3 years. Bloody hell.
When you look at going to Newcastle, I know we got beaten. Newcastle, Middlesbrough, West Brom, them sort of teams. And
ridiculous, isn't it?
Some massive clubs we've been going to and playing.
Definitely,
some
definitely.
Big clubs coming and playing. You know, you look around at Glanford Park and the size of the average gates that we're pulling in compared to the teams in League One, never mind in the Championship. You know, it's...
Yeah, well, we are...
It's, yeah. There's a list out of the day, gets thrown around a lot, and it is... It's one of these that it's a good analogy. It's exactly what we're doing or have been doing.
Yeah.
Which leads us into the second question. Expectations for the rest of the season. So come the end of the season, next May, where are we going to be? Realistically, not where we hope to be. Where do you think we will end this season? Carl?
I think we'll end it 10th. Hold on.
Oh, he's just stolen that off me. I was going to say that. I said that at the start of the season. 10th.
10th.
Yeah. 10th. 10th is where
it's going. 10th.
High ambitions. High ambitions.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Top. I think with a bit of luck, we could possibly get in the playoffs. But I think that would be too much too soon again. That would be expected because we came down that last time and they kept more or less the same squad. They had Adkins was still there, and but this time it's like a massive. It's been sort of two seasons of building a new team really, and it's still not there.
Yeah.
Doing that, if you know
what
I mean.
It's still very transitional, isn't it? I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm expecting around the same. I think to me it depends on how quickly we turn around, how well Neil manages to do in the January window. You know, if he manages to get one or two that, you know, he's clearly not keen on, bring one or two more in that will strengthen. I think if we can string some results together, if he can do well in the January window, I think we can push for a playoff position. Realistically, I'm thinking I reckon we will probably miss out on the playoffs this time, and we will probably end up 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere in that area.
If we're around there at the end of the season, I will happily take that. I think that's a good for where we're at, for what we're doing. Like we say, we're rebuilding the squad. Neil's making it his own. For me, I will be happy with 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that. I won't be distraught if we miss out on the playoffs.
Yeah. I do think it's a little bit of a worry, though. We're settling for mid-table. I think we just need to be careful what Colchester have done. If you look at Colchester, they're very similar to Scunny. They sold all the best players in the Championship. They got relegated, and they came down, and they really didn't do anything. Mid-table, if you look now, they're 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And their support has dwindled. They put 93 to Scunny on a Saturday, which is dreadful. And obviously, we're taking like 300 to MK Dons. You can't explain that, really. They're a big club with a new stadium, but they're just not getting the fans because they're just middling
it's
along.
It's the only
good
club, though. That's the thing, isn't it? If they were in the Championship, they'd be filling it up, wouldn't they? Yeah, it's the same as us, yeah.
But that's what I mean. We just need to be careful not to get stuck in a rut of League One, because on the end, you will just be back down to 3,000 fans again. And that's we can't afford. And if you do that, then you'll be losing your good players because you're getting less money in. Do you know what I mean? It's all the cycle. You need to be careful.
It's a vicious circle, isn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You can say you're a League One club, but you need to be careful. You've got to have ambition. You've got to have ambition to get the league.
Absolutely. There's a line between where we settle this season, which is, you know, okay, push for playoffs, but not going to be too upset if we miss out on it. If we continue season after season being mid-table, I think then it becomes a worry. I think really what we want, what the hope should be, is that this season is a rebuild so that next season we can really push on and that we're in amongst it next season.
You've got to look at them in the summer as well, as much as January. Try and get rid of people and maybe bring a couple in January, but then next summer is probably the biggest thing ever, isn't it? It's one of them situations where there's probably going to be another four or five come in and maybe two or three go out, and you're going to be left with maybe likes of Lillis, Togwell maybe, Andy Wright, Nolan, them sort of people, and Dagnall. And then a whole sort of maybe six or seven, because he said that this summer that they wanted six or seven, didn't they?
Mm.
You've just got to, I suppose, it's the same for everybody though. You want 10 players and you get four or five, that's better than not getting anybody, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You've obviously got that list. They've obviously got that list every summer, what they want. But then, obviously, it's the same as anything. If you can't afford that player, you go to your next choice. That player don't want to come, so you've got to go to the next one down. And you end up with maybe either fourth or fifth. That's why I think a little bit we've gone back in for a Jose. I think they've maybe been knocking on the door and saying, are you going to let him go out on loan? Are you going to let him? And he obviously knows that that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's turned around and said, right, if I'm not going to get back in this team, because he's obviously not going to, because they've bought a couple of players, didn't they, at the end of the...
Yeah.
He's falling down the pecking order, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's dropping slowly down the pecking order. So he's obviously knows in his head, right, I'm not going to get a game there. So if I go to Scunny and do all right...
With Neil, who I trust. Then,
yeah, with Neil, who he's played for. Because to be fair, I don't think he would have come here if it weren't for the fact that Neil was...
No.
No, I think that definitely played it, hasn't it?
Same as Johnston and same as Shane Duffy. They would never have come to Scunthorpe if it weren't for Alan Neil, I don't think, and the links that he's got.
Mm.
So
yeah, I agree.
For next year, aren't you? You've got to look at who's you're going to get for next year. You're going to maybe need maybe two centre halves in the summer. Midfield, if O'Connor or somebody leaves, you lose Norwood, who goes back to Man United. That's four players you've got to replace, maybe a couple of strikers. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's going to be another hard. I think maybe even next season might be a struggle as well.
Mm.
But they proved that at Bury, it took him. Did it take him 3 years to get that reasonably?
3 years.
Bury.
I think the first season he took over. I think they just managed to survive, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then the next season they got finished third and lost that in the playoffs. And the season after that they lost the playoffs again. And then he left and then they went up, didn't they?
And
so I think he did take. I remember Bury fans saying it does take a little bit of time, you know, because he does like to build his own team. I don't think that's what we're expecting, aren't we? We're hoping that.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to wait. He builds this team into the team that he wants and a team that's going to win. Then I'm happy.
But I do think other teams won't be, though. I do think we'll lose support by just being a mid-table team. I do think we'll be down to like bare minimum crowds at the end of the season if we're just doing, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Just doing average. It could be a bit of a problem. But we'll have to see.
So
definitely maybe, yeah?
Definitely maybe. Possibly somewhere.
That's our thoughts. Listeners, get yourselves to theironsupplement.co.uk. There's a poll on the left-hand side right now. Where will the Iron finish the 2011-2012 season? Get yourselves registered if you're not already, and get your votes in. We want to know where expectations are. So far, interestingly, we've had 6 votes. 3 have voted that we're going to finish in the playoffs. 1.
I think that was probably me, you, and Aidan.
Quite possibly. 1 vote.
Possibly was.
Vote for a mid-table finish, and 2 for avoiding relegation. Interesting.
Well, that seems everybody's in the same boat, then, aren't they? They're sort of expecting the same.
So yes.
They're expecting.
Thankfully,
the same thing,
with 6 votes done, we've had no votes for League Two. Here we come. But we've also not had any votes for top, we're going to win the league, or automatic promotion, which I think is fair enough. I don't think anyone's expecting any of those things to happen realistically.
It would be a massive miracle, I think, if we won the league or we're in the top two.
No. Yes, absolutely. I don't think that's even remotely going to happen. Is it?
No.
So I think that's just about us done. The next episode will be in 2 weeks' time, which will be Thursday the 3rd of November, if I can count. Details on how to subscribe can be found on the website. Get yourselves to theironsupplement.co.uk if you're not there already. Get yourselves registered. Get on the forums. If you've got any ideas or questions for the podcast, there's a forum section there. Get posted on there. Get involved in the forums. Build community. Carl, Aidan, thank you very much.
It's been a good first.
I think so.
A good first time.
Hopefully, people will like what we've done. And I will speak to you again in 2 weeks' time. Up the Iron.
Nice one. Up the Iron.
Up the Iron, indeed.
I am not it.